This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The head of the United Nations World Food Program says without billions more dollars in funding, the world will see much more instability in the form of mass migration and world hunger. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
WFP chief David Beasley told the AP he believed the ending of world hunger was within his sights before the world encountered one catastrophe after another. Between COVID, economic disruption, and the war in Ukraine, Beasley said the number of people globally marching to starvation jumped from 80 to 350 million. Beasley also said the funding was within our reach if wealthy nations such as China donated more.
They need to engage in the multilateral world. They need to be willing to provide and help.
He also said the wealthiest billionaires made unprecedented profits during the COVID-19 pandemic. And
with $400 trillion worth of wealth, it's not too much to ask some of these multi-billionaires to step up and help us in this short-term crisis.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Storms that spawned possibly dozens of tornadoes have killed at least 18 people in the south and midwestern United States, including at a heavy metal concert in Illinois where the theater's roof collapsed. The dead included seven in McNary County, Tennessee, four in the small town of Wynn, Arkansas, and three in Sullivan, Indiana. Other deaths were reported in Alabama, Illinois, Mississippi, and the Little Rock area of Arkansas. Tens of thousands of people lost power because of the sprawling storm system that also brought wildfires to the southern plains and blizzard conditions to the upper Midwest, and left high winds in its wake. A severe weather threat remains for parts of the northeastern United States. President Ebrahim Raisi of Iran said Saturday the hijab is the law in Iran after a viral video showed a man throwing yogurt at two unveiled women. This is VOA News. The British Defense Ministry said Saturday in its daily intelligence update on Ukraine that the Russian chief of the general staff, Valery Gerasimov, has failed to stage a general winter offensive in Ukraine with the aim of extending Russian control of the whole of the Donbas region. Gerasimov took command of the special military operation in Ukraine, according to the report, but 80 days on, the report said it is increasingly apparent that this project has failed. The ministry says Russia has only made marginal gains at the cost of tens of thousands of lives. In the wake of the latest mass shooting, this one in Nashville, Tennessee, there are renewed calls in the United States for gun control, but no signs of anything changing. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
9 months ago, President Biden signed a sweeping bipartisan gun law. It was a compromise that stopped short of banning assault weapons, but it required stepped-up background checks that have blocked more than 100 gun purchases so far. But the president and New York Congressman Jamal Bowman this week are calling for more from Republicans after the Covenant School massacre in Nashville.
Don't let them talk about TikTok. Don't let them talk about nonsense. Talk about the lives of children. American children are being killed.
Congress appears deadlocked on further action. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy Thursday focused on the shooter's mental health.
We got to deal with mental illness. We've got to see what's driving individuals to think you would go to innocent children.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Sudan's military leaders and pro-democracy forces have said they will delay the signing of an agreement to usher in a civilian government. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more.
The postponement of the signing comes as key security reform negotiations between the Sudanese army and the country's powerful paramilitary forces appear to have reached a deadlock. Military generals met with pro-democracy leaders Saturday in the capital of Khartoum and agreed to sign the deal on April 6th, said a spokesman for the pro-democracy bloc in a statement. Sudan has been mired in chaos after a military coup removed a Western-backed power-sharing government in October 2021. Last December, the military and several pro-democracy groups signed a preliminary deal vowing to restore the transition. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Pakistan said Saturday that four of its soldiers were killed when a group of terrorists, to use its term, from Aksa across the Iranian side of the border attacked a routine military patrol operating between the two countries. Pakistan's military said the deadly cross-border raid took place in the remote Kerch district in southwestern Baluchistan province bordering Iran. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.